Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in downtown Davenport as the Quad Cities River Bandits get set to wrap up their series against the Peoria Chiefs, looking for their Midwest League best 12th win of the year and their 10th victory in a row. Hi again, everybody. Kyle Kirchville with you live from the historic John O'Donnell Press Box here at Modern Woodman Park. So glad to have you tuned in for the series finale between the Royals and Cardinals affiliates. Quad Cities looking for its first six-game sweep of the year and to remain in sole possession of first place in the Midwest League West Division. As we love to do during our Sunday pregame shows, we've got our weekly edition of the Royals Minor League Report to share with you. That includes updates from AAA Omaha, AA Northwest Arkansas, myself here in Quad Cities, and Single A Columbia. All kinds of news, notes, and highlights to get you updated on everything going on throughout the Royals farm system, not just here in High A Quad Cities. We'll tell you about the lineups and everything for today's game in just a little bit, but first, I send it over to Nick Batters with the Omaha Storm Chasers.
After a record series at the plate last week against Gwinnett, Omaha has been knocked back down to reality this week in Nashville, but the Storm Chasers still have a chance to force a series split Sunday, having taken 2 of 5 this week so far against the Sounds. The Chasers opened this week with a 10-9 victory, but proceeded to drop the next three, combining Thursday and Friday to score just 3 runs on 6 hits. But the team was back to form Saturday in an 8-2 win over Nashville with a season-high 4 home runs, including C.J. Alexander's team-leading 5th of the season and Tyler Gentry's 1st of the year. After firing 2 quality starts last week, Jonathan Bolin kept his form up this week on the road to earn his 3rd straight win in Saturday's victory. Bolin tossed 5 2-run innings with 5 strikeouts, and the big right-hander now has 21 punch-outs in 21 innings compared to just 5 walks, including a recent stretch of 16 walkless innings. Bolin sure does look like his old self again. Omaha will try and avoid its first series loss of the year and force a split on Sunday at 2:05 in Nashville before returning home to open up a series on Tuesday against Paul Skeens and the Indianapolis Indians. For the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
The second homestand of the 2024 season has been electric at Arvis Ballpark and a ton of fun to watch. The starting pitching staff has been great all week, dating back to Wednesday after dropping the Tuesday game. Noah Cameron struck out 7 on Wednesday. Mason Barnett tied his career high with 10, part of a 16-strikeout night. Chandler Champlain struck out 6 over 6 innings and earned the first quality start for a Naturals starter this season. And then we got to Saturday, and while the Naturals didn't win the game, Tyson Guerrero put on a show. Swing and a miss. Gets him on a high heater, and that is number 8. Guerrero was followed by Eric Sarantola, who struck out 4, ended up with the loss. Jacob Wallace struck out 5, and then Noah Murdock got the last 2 for a grand total of 19. 2-2. Called strike 3. Got him looking at the very bottom of the zone. Noah Murdock, completely different today than he was 2 weeks ago. 2 strikeouts in the inning, 19 total for the Naturals. 19 punchouts is the new season high for Northwest Arkansas heading into Sunday's game, a 2:05 start to close out the series against Midland with a chance to get the series win. We have an off day on Monday, and then we turn around and go to Tulsa for 6 games starting at 7 o'clock on Tuesday with Noah Cameron on the hill. In Northwest Arkansas at Arvis Ballpark for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Sean Murnan.
There's no other way to put it. The Quad Cities River Bandits are the hottest team in minor league baseball. After their best start since 2015, the Bandits have won 9 straight en route to a high A best 11-3 record. Once again, it's been the pitching staff fueling the run. Quad Cities 2.29 staff ERA leads all of high A, while its 109 whip and 187 opponent batting average both rank in the level's top 3. Even with all the success, the starting rotation has somehow taken it to another level this week. Over Quad City's last 3 games against Peoria, Ben Kuderna, Steven Zoback, and Frank Mazzucato have combined for 16 shutout innings and 20 strikeouts, while allowing just 7 total base runners. And after Kuderna chased perfection to Pitcher of the Week honors last series, on Friday, it was the former Pac-12 standout who turned untouchable. Deep breath from Zoback. 2-2. Called strike 3 with the breaking ball. 15 in a row retired for Steven Zoback, and the former Cal Bear is looking golden tonight. After gunning for a 6-game series sweep against Peoria this afternoon, Quad Cities hits the road for a 2-week trip, opening the stretch in South Bend next Tuesday. With the Quad Cities River Bandits, I'm Kyle Kercheval.
The Fireflies have stayed hot in Charleston. After winning their 3rd consecutive game last night, they guaranteed a series split with the River Dogs on the road and have earned themselves a share of first place in the South Division of the Carolina League. Columbia sits at 9-5 on the season, and stellar pitching has led the way. The Fireflies have a 3.08 ERA this season, but it gets even better when you look at the bullpen. Fireflies relievers have punched out 74 hitters in just 63 and a third innings, and that's to the tune of a 2.56 ERA. Last night, it was Eduardo Herrera and Harold Rosado combining for 4 scoreless innings, but there are only 2 arms with an ERA above 3.60 from the unit. The team has also seen its fair share of timely hitting this week. Last night, Blake Mitchell notched his first career 3-hit game, which included an RBI double to get Columbia on the board. Austin Charles has remained hot at the plate. He has a league-best 9-game hitting streak, and during the run, he's hitting .419 with a homer and 12 RBI. The Fireflies wrap up their series with the River Dogs and then come back to Segra Park for a rematch with the Augusta Green Jackets after dropping 2 of 3 to the Braves affiliate on opening weekend. From Columbia, I'm John Kosas.
With that, we welcome you back inside the broadcast booth here at Modern Woodman Park, where the High A affiliate, the Quad Cities River Bandits, is just about ready to get going against the Peoria Cheese for Game 6 of their 6-game series. As always, a big shout-out to Nick Batters, Sean Murnan, and John Kosas for all their hard work helping me put that together every week. Always a pleasure to bring you the latest on these Royals full-season affiliates. Throughout the season, if you don't get a chance to catch the pregame show of either one of those affiliates, you can always check us out on Twitter and follow either the broadcasters individually or follow the Kansas City Royals player development account, and that report will be shared out weekly, so you'll always get a chance to stay updated on a 7-day basis, if you will. Should be a beautiful afternoon for baseball here in Davenport. As I mentioned in the opener, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s, and for what feels like the first time this season, there is not a cloud in the sky, and thanks to Palmer Chiropractic Clinics, admission is free today. The seats are filling up, and it's starting to feel like summertime here in the Quad Cities. Let's recap last night's win for the Quad Cities River Bandits, a 3-1 win over the Peoria Chiefs for the team's ninth in a row and their Midwest League best 11th. It was another pitcher's duel. The Bandits won by a score of 3-1, and as I alluded to during my portion of the Royals minor league report, Frank Mazzucato was a big reason why. The Royals' first-round pick from 2021 twirled five scoreless innings. He gave up just two base runners and struck out eight. It was just his second start of the season and his first here at Modern Woodman Park, and he already looks like he's in mid-season form. Offensively, the Bandits got it going in the third inning, courtesy of Carson Rockefort, who, after doubling in his first at-bat, hit a solo homer to dead center field for his second of the year to make it 1-0 Bandits. The Bandits back on the board in the fifth on an RBI single from Carson Rockefort, and then an RBI double from Dustin Dickerson to give Quad Cities a 3-0 advantage. After Mazzucato completed his five innings on the hill, it was Henry Williams who had started off his River Bandits tenure with 10 straight scoreless innings. He threw a scoreless sixth inning, but then gave up a run in the seventh. An RBI single off the bat of Luis Rodriguez made it 3-1 Quad Cities, but after that, Williams would lock in, and in the ninth inning, strand both the tying runs on base and the go-ahead run at the plate to net his first save of the year and get Quad Cities that 11th win and their ninth consecutive. Tonight, or today, I should say, the Bandits will have Shane Panzini on the hill, a 22-year-old right-hander from Spring Lake, New Jersey. We've seen him both as a starter and a reliever to begin the summer, but he'll get the ball in the first inning tonight. On the hill for the Peoria Chiefs, it's the 24-year-old right-hander Wilfredo Pereira, a guy who the Bandits have seen 12 times since 2021. He spent last year exclusively with AA Springfield, but he's back with Peoria and will make yet another start against Quad Cities. And he has had a very solid career as a longtime member of the St. Louis Cardinals organization. We'll tell you more about both starting pitchers and get you the lineups in just a moment, but we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch for this series finale. Quad Cities gunning for 10 straight wins in a six-game sweep against the Peoria Chiefs.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Time to finish up today's pregame show. Quad Cities and Peoria ready to wrap up their week-long six-game series. Let's get you the lineup for the Peoria Chiefs, the high-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, their card put together by third-year skipper Patrick Anderson. Leading off, it's the center fielder Juan Bin Cho. Zach Levinson will hit second and play left field. And batting third, it's the first baseman Osvaldo Tovalin. Leonardo Bernal has the cleanup duties. He'll be the catcher. Dakota Harris bats fifth and plays second, and batting sixth, the designated hitter, William Sullivan. On yellow, Encarnacion will bat seventh and play third base. Brody Moore hits eighth and is at short, and batting ninth, the right fielder, Darlene Moquette. As I mentioned, on the mound for the Chiefs is the 24-year-old right-hander from Panama, Wilfredo Pereira, who's ready to make his first start of the year, but his fourth total appearance after starting the season for the Chiefs working out of the bullpen. He's off to a really good start this summer. In eight total innings, he's allowed just one run and has 10 strikeouts with both a sub-1 whip and a 160 opponent batting average. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Their card put together by third-year skipper Brooks Conrad. Leading off, it's the center fielder Carson Rockefort, fresh off a game where he came just a triple shy of the cycle last night. Batting second, the second baseman Jack Pineda. And batting third, it's the QC-designated hitter Carter Jensen. Brett Squires is in the cleanup spot, manning first base in the field. Omar Hernandez will do the catching in bat fifth. And over and right, it's the six-hole hitter Jared Dickey. Dustin Dickerson is the shortstop, batting seventh. Gene Ramirez is over in left field, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the third baseman Davies Nadal. On the hill for Quad Cities, the 22-year-old from Spring Lake, New Jersey, Shane Panzini, ready to make his third appearance and second start of the year. Panzini got off to a rough beginning to his season back on April 9th. That was last Tuesday in West Michigan. He got the start in the series opener against the Whitecaps, but didn't make it out of the first inning, giving up three runs in just two-thirds. But then at the end of the series, last Sunday, he was really good. Working in relief, Panzini earned his first win of the year and gave up just two runs in four frames with three strikeouts. He'll look to carry that momentum over into a series finale today against the Peoria Chiefs. Time to wrap up today's River Bandits pregame show. The national anthem and first pitch coming your way next as we wrap up another week of Midwest League Baseball right here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. River Bandits Baseball is back on the air today for Game 6 of their six-game series against the Peoria Chiefs. Quad Cities looking for its first six-game sweep of the year. Bandits 11-3 through 14 games this summer. That ties the 2015 squad for the best start through 14 games since at least 2005. There's the River Bandits starter, number 29, Shane Panzini, ready to make his first appearance in Quad Cities this year. Panzini, the 22-year-old and former 13th round pick back in 2022. The Royals selected him out of Red Bank Catholic High School in his home state of New Jersey. And after getting a cup of coffee with the Bandits in 2023, he was on the break camp roster and figures to be a key piece to either the rotation or the bullpen moving forward for the rest of this season. Let's give you the defense set up behind him. Left to right in the outfield, it's Ramirez, Rockefort, and Dickey. Dickerson's at short, Pineda's at second base. Davies Nadal will make his second start of the year at third base, giving Trevor Werner the day off. Brett Squires plays first. And behind the plate, it's Omar Hernandez, who does the catching for the seventh time this year. Juan Bincho, Zach Levinson, and Osvaldo Tovalin, the top third of the order for Patrick Anderson this afternoon. The Bandits back in the home-wide jerseys with the gold Bandits across the chest, the home-wide pants and the black cap, the Chiefs in the alternate powder blues. First pitch to Juan Bincho is a bit high for ball one, and we are underway at 102 Central right along the Mississippi River. 1-0 pitch. There's a strike, outer edge. It's 1-1. Home plate umpire today, Rafael Pineda, Jeff Fries, monitoring the base paths. 1-1. Fastball, top of the zone, not quite, a bit high. It's 2-1. Panzini enters today with a 9.64 ERA in two appearances as Cho fouls the slider off of Hernandez. It's 2-2. Four strikeouts to three walks in those 4 2/3. Gave up five hits against the West Michigan Whitecaps in his relief outing last week, but that was over the course of four innings. Cho, a left-handed bat, awaits the 2-2. The pitch just outside. It's a full count. Panzini will look to pick up where Frank Mazzucato left off yesterday. Yet another terrific start for Quad Cities. Payoff pitch, headed home. Breaking ball, check swing. He went around. It's strike three. Rafael Pineda rings up the center fielder, and there's one down in the top of the first inning. Well, for Quad Cities, that is now 16 1/3 shutout innings for the starting staff over the last four games, as Zach Levinson will take a called strike. As you heard me mention on my portion of the Royals minor league report, Ben Kuderna, Steven Zoback, and Frank Mazzucato putting in that effort. As a little slider, Levinson misses low and outside, 1-1. Levinson, the number 22 prospect in the Cardinals organization, according to MLB Pipeline, currently in the midst of a team-best 12-game on-base streak. 1-1, grounded to the left side. Nadal has it to his left. He sets his feet and throws across the diamond in time to retire Levinson for the second out. Levinson having a really good start to the season and the series. Has an OPS of 831 this week entering that at bat, but that number will go down a touch as he's retired for the second out. And Osvaldo Tovalin strides into the box, a left-handed hitter. Out of the wind, Panzini's first pitch. Breaking ball, low and outside, 1-0. Shane stands at 6'3", 220 pounds. Features your traditional four-pitch mix in terms of the arsenal. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Tovalin late on the heater. He fouls it towards the amusement deck on the left side. It's 1-1. Rough start to the year for Tovalin. He's just 3 for his first 30, but two nights ago, did have that big three-run homer for Peoria. 1-1, fouled off the hands, and then ricocheting off the sweeps behind home. One ball, two strikes. Tovalin looking for what would be just his fourth hit of the season. He's now spent parts of 3 years in Peoria. He's got the start at first base today. Shane Panzini looking for a 1-2-3 top of the first. The right-hander deals. Curveballs fouled off of Hernandez. And the count holds. Carter Jensen still in the lineup for the Bandits today, but he gets a break from the field and will let the 22-year-old Cuban do the backup catching duties. Another two-strike offering from Panzini. Fastball fouled over the ballpark, out of play near home. Panzini getting the fastball to 93 miles per hour with that last toss. Again, a two-strike pitch, and Tovalin fouls off another towards the bleachers on the left side. The wind still will be a factor today, but not nearly the same intensity as the previous couple of nights. It's currently blowing out to left. Another 1-2. This one lined into right field. That's a base hit. A tremendous at-bat from Tovalin. A seven-pitch, two-strike battle. That's Peoria, a two-out base runner. And now the switch-hitting catcher, Leonardo Bernal, will get an opportunity. The Bandits have scored first in each of the last four ball games. In the first game of the series, game one of a doubleheader on Wednesday, Peoria scored a first inning run. But that's the only time they've opened the scoring this week as Bernal takes a called strike. Leonardo, the number seven prospect in the Cardinals organization, according to MLB Pipeline. He's hitting an even 200 through 10 games. Panzini's 0-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Strike two. That one below the knees. No balls, two strikes. That curveball for Panzini looking really sharp to get things going today. Squires, the first baseman, holds on Toveline. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. The right-hander deals. Chased in the dirt. Strike three. Hernandez picks up the baseball, throws down to Squires, and that ends the inning. A scoreless top of the first for the Peoria Chiefs. A couple of strikeouts for Shane Panzini. Now it's the Bandits' opportunity to see Wilfredo Pereira for the 12th time since 2021. The right-hander set to toe the rubber in the bottom of the first. Scoreless through one half inning here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Carson Rockford is ready to lead off the bottom of the first inning for Quad Cities. Bandits and Chiefs scoreless through one half inning. 24-year-old from Panama, Wilfredo Pereira, getting the start for Peoria today. He's worked out of the bullpen to start the season for the Chiefs and has been very good, giving up just one run in eight innings. Speaking of very good, the Bandits center fielder will swing at the first pitch and foul out of play for strike one. Rockefort put together his second three-hit game of the season yesterday. He came a triple shy of the cycle with two ribbies. 0-1, cut on and missed. Elevated fastball makes it nothing and two. Carson, the number 16 prospect in the Royals organization, according to MLB Pipeline. Just 22 years old. And the everyday center fielder for Brooks Conrad to start his first season in high A. Pereira's 0-2. Fouled back into the screen. And Rockefort stays alive. You can see a bit of a funky delivery there from Pereira. He will not hesitate to change up his delivery and throw off his opposition. He is a crafty guy. He sets at the neck. Another two-strike pitch is just inside. 1-2. I mentioned that Pereira has now pitched in 12 games against the River Bandits, dating back to 2021. But none of those appearances were against the Bandits last season. He was exclusively in Double A. 1-2 breaking ball, hit in the air towards shallow right. Out goes the second baseman, Harris. Still on the move, he drops the ball. It lands, and Rockefort is safe at first. Harris just kept on going back. Mokete never called him off. We'll take a look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. Normally that's one where you'll see the outfielder take charge, but I don't know if Mokete didn't think he was going to get there or if he just thought Harris was going to make the catch. Either way, the Bandits will have a leadoff hit. It's ruled a single. Rockefeller takes off on the first pitch. The throw to Pineda's outside, and the throw down to second is well offline. Carson Rockefeller already with a single and a stolen base here in the bottom of the first. Quad Cities does not hesitate to run. They are second in the Midwest League with 33 stolen bases, including that one there from Rock. That said, they are also top of the league in caught stealing. They've been nabbed a league high 10 times. Second baseman Pineda awaits the 1-0, now grounds it to first base. The high hop fielded by Tovalini runs it to first for the out, and Rockefeller moves up to third base. So a productive swing for Pineda, who is making his season debut in the two-hole. And that brings up the usual two-hole hitter, and it's DH today, Carter Jensen, the Royals' number 10 prospect. Corners in with the runner at third and one out in the bottom of the first. Pereira delivers. Wave and a miss. The off-speed got Jensen in front. With Double-A Springfield last year, Pereira led the team with 10 wins and led the Texas League in that category, a one. Just outside, maybe low. One and one on Jensen. As I was mentioning in the opener, Pereira's been with the Cardinals system for a long time, since he was just 17 years old, pitching in the Dominican Summer League. 1-1 in the dirt, blocked by Bernal. Rockefeller stays at third. That was all the way back in 2016. And he has been all throughout the Card system over the last now 8 years. He'll turn 25 next Friday. 2-1. Outside to Carter. 3-1. Jensen's been a terrific batter for Quad Cities to start the summer. Enters the game with a 308 average and a 929 OPS, but he had a 9-game hit streak and a 13-game on base streak ended yesterday. 3-1. Slider missed up, ball four. The trademark Carter Jensen walk, and he will trot down to first with one out. So that puts the double play in order for the Peoria Chiefs. Runners at first and third with one down for Brett Squires, the first baseman. Catcher Bernal will step out in front of home and give out some defensive signs. Squires had an uncharacteristic night at the plate yesterday. 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. That lowered his average to 250, but the OPS is just under 800. First pitch, breaking ball off the end of the bat, fouled over the Bandits dugout and into the seats. The first pitch temperature today officially 54 degrees, with winds at 11 miles per hour currently blowing out to left field. We saw Squires launch his second home run of the season earlier this week, sending the ball high into the jet stream and letting Mother Nature do the work. 0-1. Off for second goes Jensen. The pitch is a ball. The throw to second, not in time. A throw now to third. No. Rockefeller safe as the Chiefs tried to cut it off in front of second base. And sneak one behind Rocca. No problem, though, for the Bandits. So already a pair of stolen bases for Quad Cities in this first inning. As you can see, Rockefeller just getting that mitt in ahead of the tag from Encarnacion. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup makes it 1-2. With the double play out of order, first baseman Tovalin squeezing the runner. He's just a step behind the grass on the right side, as is the third baseman, Encarnacion. 1-2 pitch to Squires. Fly ball left field, slicing towards the Bandits' bullpen. Levinson ranges over. On the line, he makes the catch. Rockefeller will tag. The throw from left field is well late. It's 1-0 Quad Cities on a sack fly from Brett Squires. Great situational hitting there for the Bandits' first baseman. He fell behind in the count. 1-2. And was still able to put something in play deep enough to plate the runner. So the Bandits manufacture a first inning run. They have now scored first in each of the last five games. So give Squires his seventh RBI of the season, as now Omar Hernandez steps in and takes a called strike one. Carter Chenson remained at second base on the sack fly. The pitch. Fly ball, scoots foul over the right side, out of play towards the Party Plaza. This is the seventh game of the year for Omar. In his first season as a Bandit, he started off just 3-for-21 at the plate, but he's only struck out two times. 0-2. Fastball missed away. 1-2. It's one of the reasons why Brooks Conrad keeps putting him in the lineup card. Obviously, he's the backup catcher, so he'll need to play at least a couple of times a week, but he can still hit in the middle of the order because he makes the defense work. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The broadcaster jinx helps retire Hernandez on strikes. Quad Cities, though, gets a first inning run. A sack fly off the bat of Brett Squires makes it 1-0 Bandits. To the top of two we go. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Start of the second inning here at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities with an early 1-0 lead over the Peoria Chiefs. Dakota Harris to lead off the inning at the plate for the Cardinals affiliate. And Shane Panzini gets him to swing through a fastball for strike one. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the visitors. A one pitch. Curveball left up and banged into left field for a base hit. It two hops into the glove of Gene Ramirez. And the Chiefs have an RBI single. Is the 11th hit to start the season for Harris, the second best mark on the Chiefs roster. Panzini will face some early traffic as he now goes right on left with William Sullivan, the Chiefs' designated hitter. First pitch fastball, paints on the lower outside corner for strike one. Great to see the ballpark still filling up with fans, taking advantage of free admission day, courtesy of Palmer Chiropractic Clinics. A nice hum in the ballpark as the 0-1 is outside. Sullivan checked his swing. Found out in between innings that Glenn Meyerhofer is actually the field umpire today. Things have been changed around a bit over the last couple of ball games with Tatum Littleton being reassigned. 1-1. Fastball. Off the plate inside. Panzini liked it, but it's 2-1 on Sullivan. He's the number 30 prospect in the Cardinals system, batting 176 this year. He's been in the lineup for the most part this series, but came off the bench as a pinch hitter yesterday. And now Shane Panzini picks off Harris at first base. That's the second time already where Shane Panzini has picked off a base runner. We saw him do it last week in West Michigan, And now he picks off Harris for the first out of the inning. Now the 2-1 to Sullivan. Fastball in. 3-1. Nice tag from Brett Squires to help get the out. Panzini takes a step off the rubber and now resets behind in the count. His 3-1 delivery. Chopped on the ground to second base. A nice easy hop for Pineda. He throws to first from shallow right field. And there are two gone. Got Sullivan to bounce a fastball. And now the bases are empty for Angelo Encarnacion, the third baseman. Right on right, first pitch. Low and outside, ball one. This is the first full season in high A for Panzini, at least it figures to be. Made 20 starts with single A Columbia last year before getting a late season promotion. 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. A 4.47 ERA in 90 2/3 innings for Panzini in Columbia last year. 1-1, a bit inside, 2-1. He racked up nearly 100 strikeouts, 98 90 2/3. Only pitched 4 2/3 innings with the Bandits after the call-up. 2-1, in on the hands and foul back to the screen, 2-2. Bandits working on 17 2/3 scoreless innings, thanks to their last four starting pitchers. 2-2. Called, strike three, lower inside corner. Encarnacion down looking on Panzini's third strikeout of the ball game. And with help from the picked off base runner, he faces the minimum and brings the Bandits back to the plate for the bottom of the second in front, 1-0.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Whether out on the berm or up in the suites, great to see the ballpark filled up with spectators for a Sunday matinee. Quad Cities in Peoria wrapping up its six-game series today. Jared Dickey will lead it off for the Bandits in the bottom of the second. He'll be followed by Dustin Dickerson and Gene Ramirez. First pitch from Pereira is chased high, a swinging strike one. 13th game of the season for Dickey. Jared's batting .237 this year with a .694 OPS. A one. Popped into the air, shallow left center. Into the alley goes Levinson, and he'll camp underneath it to make the catch, one away. Now, despite the temperatures being a little bit warmer today, the Chiefs left fielder still has the ski mask on. Levinson from Orlando, so 50 degrees, not quite warm enough for him. So one out, base is empty for Dustin Dickerson. He had one of two multi-hit efforts for Quad Cities yesterday. His best of the two hits, an RBI double in the fifth inning. First pitch, curveball in the dirt, and back to the backstop for ball one. 10th game of the year for the former Southern Miss product. 2.22 average and 27 at-bats as he takes outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Dickerson, 23 years old, from Laurel, Mississippi. He's got the shin guard on his left foot and a red and brown bat. 2-0. Popped up. This one shallow center field. The shortstop Moore out there. Now the second baseman Harris reaches up and makes the catch. Two down. A tricky area there in shallow center almost straight away. Normally you expect the shortstop to make that play, but I think at the end of the day, Harris had the best look at it. But, boy, Moore was closing in quickly. Even had a little contact with the second baseman, but no problems. So two outs, bases empty for Gene Ramirez. Pereira fires in, and that pitch is low. Ball one. Seventh game of the year for Gene. He's over in left field. Playing time has been sparse for him, but he's reached in seven straight games. He takes a curveball for a called strike one. Second season in high A for Gene, the 23-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. He was with the single-A Columbia Fireflies mostly last year. 1-1, chopped foul to the right side. One ball, two strikes. He was one of the guys who earned a promotion after that big set of moves by Quad Cities in the middle of the year that sent the likes of Gavin Cross, Javier Vaz, and Tyson Guerrero, just to name a few, up to AA Northwest Arkansas. Ramirez helped fill those empty slots. 1-2 pitch, fastball high, two balls, two strikes. Bandits have just three healthy outfielders right now. Spencer Nivens still on the IL. Ramirez, one of them. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Pereira blows the fastball past the left fielder, and he's got himself a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. A scoreless inning at Modern Woodman Park. Quad City still in front, 1-0. Back with the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Two innings in the books today here at Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchville back with you on MILB TV, Bally Live, and of course at riverbandits.com. Top of the third set to commence. 8-9-1. Two up for the Peoria Chiefs as they face Quad Cities for the final time in six games this week. Brody Moore, Darlene Moquette, Juan Bincho to bat against the righty Shane Panzini. He's already got three strikeouts and a picked off base runner on his line today. First pitch to Brody. Outside, ball one. Moore has bounced around the lineup for Patrick Anderson this week. He bats eight today and pops one foul over the first base side, falling behind 0-2. Moore, a well-liked guy in the clubhouse. He's batting 200 through 13 games this summer. Yesterday, 1-for-4 with a single. One of the Chiefs, just five hits. The pitch. Fastball high, couldn't get him to chase. 2-1. Third baseman Nadal playing in a bit. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. Dives into the dirt. And Moore in a 2-2 count now. So Nadal will take a couple of steps back, probably not anticipating a two-out bunt attempt. Panzini's 2-2. See you later. Swinging strike three on the fastball. The foul tip held on to by Hernandez. And Panzini's already got himself four strikeouts. So it's already a season high in K's for the 22-year-old right-hander. And he's only completed 2 1/3 today. Here's Mokette. Right on right, first pitch. Low and outside, it was the changeup, 1-0. Panzini led the Fireflies with his 98 strikeouts in single A last year. Finished second in innings pitched. He delivers. Foul ball off Fernandez. Mokette was way in front of the off speed. It's 1-1. With all the innings he's able to eat up, Panzini is a terrific starting option and a great piggyback option working out of the bullpen. Here's the 1-1. Big curveball drops into the top of the zone for strike two. Mokette not expecting that one. A 208 average to start the year for the Chiefs right fielder. Panzini fires back in and missed high with the fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Bandits up 1-0 in the top of the third. Panzini's retired 3 in a row. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Mokette thought about it, but he lays off. And Hernandez throws a new ball out to Panzo and takes the old one and rolls it towards the Bandits dugout. Deep breath, the right-hander's payoff. Fouled off the press box on the right side, down into the suites. Mokette, just 5'9", 188 pounds. He's been with the Cardinals system since 2018. Here's another payoff pitch. Soft liner, right field, Dickey into the alley, reaches out and makes the catch. Nice closing speed from Jared Dickey. It's not the first great catch we've seen him made this week, but it's the second out here in the third. Of course, two nights ago, we saw Jared make a leaping catch against the Kona Brewery sign in right field. Took away extra bases from William Sullivan. Two outs back to the top of the order for Juan Bincho. And the Cardinals' number 9 prospect will take inside for ball one. Cho from Songnam, South Korea, the pitch. Low and outside, 2-0. Had a chance to play professionally in Korea, but opted to head across the ocean and play in the Cardinals system. The pitch. Fisted into shallow left field. The third baseman, Nadal, has it bounce right in between him and Dickerson. And Cho is going to be safe at first base with what goes in the books as a single. Well, that's a miscue by the left side of the infield. Nadal and Dickerson just looked right at each other, and it lands in between them both. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, this is Nadal's second game at third base this year, but his debut at third last week in West Michigan lasted about 2 innings before he was moved into the outfield after an injury. Inning extended for Zach Levinson, and he cranks one to deep left center. Back goes Rockeford. He looks up, and it's off the top of the wall and out of here. A 2-run homer off the bat of Zach Levinson, and he makes the Bandits defense pay. Peoria with a 2-1 lead here in the third. That is a costly, costly miscue now. Levinson has been tearing it up to start the season. That's his first home run of the year, and now his on-base streak sits at a lucky 13 games. So bases empty and two outs still for Tovalin. Now a left-handed batter to face Panzini. And the first pitch breaking ball is yanked foul to the right side. Just a couple of homers this week for Peoria. Their offense has been really struggling this week. The pitch. High and away with the fastball, 1-1. Of course, got to tip your cap to the Bandits pitching staff, which has been one of the best in all of minor league baseball through 14 games. Easily the best in the Midwest League. 1-1, ripped to right center, a base hit. Dickey racing over to cut it off. He'll do so, and Tovalin pulls into first with his second single of the game. little two-out rally here for the Peoria Chiefs. It has been one of their best strings of at-bats this week. So now a man on for Leonardo Bernal, the cleanup man, whom Panzini struck out swinging to end the first. Fastball outside. Correction, that was the changeup. 1-0. Pitch count for Panzini now. A repercussion of that defensive miscue. It's all the way up over 50 now. 1-0. Fouled back to the screen. Bernal way on top of it. He lumberjacks it into the dirt, and it's 1-1. 52 pitches for Panzo, 33 for a strike. Efficiency has been one of the hallmarks of the starting rotation this week. 1-1. Change up at the knees, a called strike two. Bernal hitting right at the Mendoza line to start the year, but like Omar Hernandez, just 7 strikeouts in his 10 games. 1-2. Pulled foul just to the left of Squires into the Chiefs' bullpen. In the bottom of the third, Quad Cities will have Nadal and then the top of the order set to bat. Quad Cities, for what feels like the first time in a long time, looking at a deficit. 2-1 in the top of the third inning. Chiefs with 5 hits against Panzini, albeit one of them a ball that dropped in the infield. 1-2, another foul ball. Bernal doinks it towards the right side once more. He's making Panzini work for this 5th strikeout. Already a season high for him. 1-2 once more. Curveball grounded over the leaping Squires at first. Pineda Fields throws behind him to first base and gets the out with Panzini covering. Nice work from Jack Pineda. That is not an easy play in shallow right field. But he pairs up with Panzini to end the inning. Not before, though, Peoria takes a 2-1 lead on the 2-run bomb by Zach Levinson. Bottom of the third next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Just when it looked like Shane Panzini was going to work a 1-2-3 top of the third, a defensive miscue followed by a 2-run homer has changed the complexion of this game. Chiefs now in front 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Wilfredo Pereira back out there for the Chiefs, pitching to Davis Nadal. Bandits' 9-hole hitter will take a strike at the top of the zone. Nadal did some good work for the Bandits in the 9 spot yesterday, going 1-for-2 with a single and a sacrifice bunt. He's got some really good speed. 1-1. Big curveball loops in there for strike two on the upper outside corner. Pereira gets a lot of 12-6 action on that pitch, and he kills the velocity down to the mid to low 70s. That last one at 74. 0-2. Fastball fouled off the glove of Bernal. Davis stays alive. First season in high A and the first season in the Royal system for Nadal after he was traded from the Pirates to the Royals in this offseason. 2-strike pitch again. That curveball gets him swinging, strike three. That thing moved from the head to the toes. And it's the third K of the ball game for the Chiefs right-hander. Just a terrific sequence there. A couple of off-speed pitches, a change of the eye level, and then right back to his bread and butter. So top of the order, nobody on for Carson Rockefeller, who singled, stole second, and scored the Bandits' run in the first. He'll take upstairs, ball one. Rockefeller with both of the River Bandits' three-hit games this year. He's got four multi-RBI performances, thanks to last night as well, as he takes a curveball for strike one. His total RBI count now to nine. That ranks second on the team, only to Carter Jensen, who's currently in the hole. 1-1. Off the end of the bat, foul towards the screen. One ball, two strikes. Pereira gave up that single to Rockefeller in the first inning. Another one where probably shouldn't have been a hit. Harris, the second baseman out in right field, dropped the ball. 1-2. Fastball up and away. Two balls, two strikes. In terms of scoring, definitely a hit, but one of those plays that Harris or the right fielder Mokete should have made. And it's the only blemish in terms of hits for Pereira today. 2-2. Fastball fouled back. Rockefeller putting together a nice two-strike battle. That's what he did in the first inning yesterday against Pete Hansen. He worked a 10-pitch at-bat and turned it into a leadoff double. That's a great leadoff plate appearance. 2-2 again. This time he's fishing in the dirt for strike three. And no, it's a foul ball. Rafael Pineda, the home plate umpire, says the ball hit the dirt before Bernal squeezed it. And the manager for the Chiefs, Patrick Anderson, is going to come out and ask for some clarification. He thought that Rockefeller had fouled it into Bernal's glove. Should have been a strike three. And he'll ask for Glenn Meyerhofer's opinion. Base umpire comes in from behind first base and about three quarters of the way down the first baseline will chat with his officiating partner. This is something you can do. You can ask for a second opinion. Meyerhofer probably had a better view at it, so not a bad call by Patrick Anderson to see if there was a different angle that perhaps yields different results. After a slight conversation I thought was going to come to an end, but is now re-engaged. See what this official ruling is. And they are saying it's strike three. They are saying that the ball was caught, not hitting the dirt, and held onto by Bernal. Here comes Brooks Conrad. Bandits' third base coach and manager wants his piece of the action. And he's escorting Rockefeller away from Rafael Pineda, but Rocco's still standing in there listening. Now here's Jack Pineda. He wants to listen as well. He's going to do some yard work in the left-handed batter's box. And now Rockefeller moves back. Bandit skipper was ejected a couple of times last year. I don't think this conversation will lead to that. Let's look at the replay again on Bally Live and MILB TV. Wow, that definitely bounced in the dirt. And Brooks is trying to plead that case right now to Rafael Pineda. Pointing down towards Glenn Meyerhofer, who I guess ultimately made the call. Brooks is going to make sure here on this Sunday afternoon he gets his full campaign in. Still arguing with Rafael Pineda, but he'll make his way back to the third base coach's box, probably uttering some words that were not fit for television. So it winds up the fourth strikeout of the game for Pereira, second out in the bottom of the third. And now Jack Pineda, first pitch swinging, grounds one to second. It's bobbled by Harris and gets away. The Bandits are going to get a two-out base runner on an error. Second time today, Harris has had some issues at second base. First on a little shallow pop-up, and now a dribble of the ball to the right side, and it's going to be ruled a base hit for Pineda as opposed to an error. official score deemed that one a tougher than routine play for Harris, and Pineda the benefactor. So a man at second, two outs for Jensen. He'll take low and inside for ball one. For Jack, that's his seventh hit in 11 games this year. Saw him hit a home run the other night. He's at first base to extend this third inning today. Jensen a walk in the first. 1-0 to him is high and away, 2-0. If there's any silver lining to the controversial play, perhaps it was the stop in the action to take Pereira out of his rhythm. 2-0, popped over the third base dugout into the seats. Two balls, one strike. Pineda's got good speed over at first. He's not an overly aggressive base runner, but he has two swiped bags and two tries this year. Chiefs up 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Bandits with a man at first and two outs. Hitters count for Jensen. There goes Pineda. The pitch is a called strike. The throw to second from Bernal is saved from center field by Moore, who leaps in front of the bag to make the catch. Third stolen base of the game for Quad Cities. They've taken advantage of Bernal's throws all week. Leonardo has struggled to send the ball down there. And Quad Cities, who's already an aggressive team as it is, has become even more pilfer hungry this week. 2-2 to Jensen. Up and away. Full count. Quad Cities with three stolen bases within the first three innings today. Their season high for stolen bases in a game is four. Correction, five back in West Michigan last week. 3-2, hit in the air, pretty well struck, left center field, but Cho's going to have room, and he will make the catch to end the inning. The Bandits get a two-out infield single from Jack Pineda, but nothing comes of it. We go to the fourth. Chiefs still in front, 2-1.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. As always, a rousing address from River Bandits owner Dave Heller in between innings, thanking the fans for coming out on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I thank you for tuning in on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Quad Cities trails the Chiefs 2-1 as we begin the fourth inning. Shane Panzini pitching to Dakota Harris. First pitch missed up and away. Second toss from the right-hander is swung on and missed for strike one. Pitch count for Panzini getting up there a bit. He's closing in on 60 through three-plus innings. 1-1. Popped into the air, first base side. Brett Squires calling off Pineda into shallow right field. He makes the catch, and there's one down. It's been a really good game for Panzini, who, of course, is on the hook for two runs, but those two runs came on the Zach Levinson homer, which obviously Panzini is responsible for, but the inning was prolonged before that on a defensive miscue on the left side of the infield. Here's William Sullivan chasing a first pitch strike. Panzini had retired four in a row. Looked like he was going to have a 1-2-3 third inning before Juan Bin Cho blooped one between Nadal and Dickerson as Sullivan takes a called strike two. Dickerson thought Nadal was going to catch it. Nadal thought Dickerson was going to catch it, and it dropped right in between them both. And then the next hitter made him pay. 0-2, chasing in the dirt, strike three. Hernandez grabs the loose ball. Sullivan racing to first base. Squires somehow makes the catch, and the strikeout is recorded. Fifth of the game for Panzini, and a tip of the cap to Omar Hernandez, who had to go about 15 feet to his left to grab the loose ball, and then he throws a strike to Brett Squires, who was able to make the catch and avoid Sullivan running towards him. Nice play from the Bandits. Two outs, bases clear for Encarnacion. He's first pitch hacking, and he fouls one into the screen. Chiefs have been pretty aggressive at the plate over the last few games, and understandably so. Quad City's pitching staff has lived in the zone. But they've been quality strikes leading to outs as opposed to Chiefs base runners. 0-1. Another swing and a miss. 0-2 on the heater. Panzini looks dialed back in. He's got a shot for his sixth strikeout in just four innings. Here's the 0-2. Missed down and away with the slider. One ball, two strikes. Panzini out of the wind. Pitch clock down to 10 seconds. Now he's ready. The pitch. Slider again. A little bit closer, but still low and outside. 2-2. Encarnacion, strikeout victim back in the second. He was caught looking. His average right around 300 to start the year with an OPS north of 1,000. 2-2. Popped up right side. Catcher Hernandez may have a chance near the first base dugout. He has it land in front of him in the fence in front of the bench. That was a tough angle. And with the wind blowing out to left field, it may have looked like it was going into the seats and then started to come back. You can see Hernandez trying to make the adjustment after shedding the mask, but never was able to dial it in. Back into the box, Encarnacion. Another 2-2 from Panzo. That's way too high. Full count. Brody Moore, the eight-hole hitting shortstop, waits on deck for the Chiefs. Peoria up 2-1. Deep breath from Panzini. The payoff. Foul back into the screen. Nice work from Anyelo Encarnacion. Anyelo spelled A-N-Y-E-L-O. A San Cristobal Dominican Republic native. Signed as a free agent back in 2021 with the Cardinals. Panzini trying to get him again. 3-2 once more. Another foul ball. Encarnacion sends it over the screen. And it will be at least a 9-pitch at-bat with Panzini's pitch count now at 70. And now the Bandits are going to get the bullpen active for the first time today. Encarnacion refusing to go down the pitch. Inside ball four. He leans out of the way of a wayward curveball. Terrific at-bat by the Chiefs' third baseman. He winds up working the two-out walk after a 10-pitch battle. Make that a 9-pitch battle. So once again, the Chiefs get an extra life here with two outs. A man at first and the aforementioned Moore at the plate. Panzini's pitch. Fastball hit in the air. Right side slicing towards the Chiefs bullpen. And it lands foul out of reach of Jared Dickey, who is ranging over. Right-hander warming up for Quad Cities. Looks like Chase Wallace. We haven't seen him pitch in a few days, so it makes sense that it be his turn here soon. Panzini with a new baseball out of the stretch. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Great fastball around the lower reaches of the zone, and it's 0-2. Panzini trying to grind his way through a four-inning start today at the very least. 0-2. A bit low. Couldn't quite find the edge of the zone. It's one ball, two strikes. Quad Cities has 4, 5, and 6 due up in the bottom of the fourth, trailing 2-1. Peoria has held them just two hits today. 1-2. Slider low and away. We're not chasing. Second time through the order, the Chiefs have been a little more locked in against the off-speed. Pansini's curveball, a big part of the arsenal in the first time through the order, but second time not so much, and the slider not getting too many cuts either. 2-2. Popped into the air, shallow center. Out goes the second baseman, Pineda. In comes Rockefort, and he makes the catch over his right shoulder to end the inning. Nice work from Shane Panzini. He works around the two-out walk and has given Quad Cities a strong four-inning start. Bottom of the fourth coming up next. Chiefs in front, 2-1 here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
In his 12th career start against the River Bandits, Wilfredo Pereira has held the Bandits to just one run on two hits through their first three innings of offense today. Chiefs thus with a 2-1 advantage. Right part of the order due up to spark a rally. Brett Squires to lead it off. And plate umpire Rafael Pineda making sure that Pereira makes eye contact with Squires before he engages. And now he's ready to go. First pitch, curveball in there for strike one. You need to make contact with the batter before you come set, and Squires was still digging into the box while Wilfredo was ready to fire. 0-1, wave and a miss, great curveball. Squires behind 0-2. Brett's responsible for the lone Bandits tally. He fell into a two-strike count, but then sacrificed in Rockefort with a fly ball to left field. 0-2. Curveball in the dirt. You can see Pereira rearing up and hesitating on his delivery to try to screw up the timing of Squires, but to no avail. Brett choked up on the bat in the 1-2 count. Pereira delivers. Fastball just low and inside. A good spot, but Bernal couldn't quite frame it. Chase Wallace still throwing in the Bandits' bullpen. Safe to say he'll take over in the top of the fifth once we get there. 2-2. Popped into the air. High, left field. Levinson tracking it, moving in, and making a two-handed catch for the first out. Little League coaches everywhere have gotten to love Zach Levinson this week. Seems like every catch he's made has been with two hands. Don't see that very often at this level. One out, bases empty for Omar Hernandez, the Quad Cities catcher, one of just two right-handed bats in the order today. First pitch, check swing, did he go? He did not. Glenn Meyerhofer says ball one on the appeal. You are rarely, if ever, going to see a River Bandits lineup that has more right-handed hitters than lefties. This roster is stacked. with the ladder as Hernandez bloops one to shallow left. Out goes Moore. He can't get there. It'll bounce in front of Levinson for a one-out single. Awkward contact off the bat, but Hernandez able to muscle it into the grass for his fourth hit of the year. That's just the third hit of the game for Quad Cities. All of them have been singles, and really none of them all that well hit. A bloop knock from Rockford in the first, a almost air by the second baseman Harris on Pineda's hit in the third, and then that one. Here's Jared Dickey looking to take advantage. He'll take outside for ball one. Double play depth for the Chiefs infield. Moore and Harris up the middle. Hernandez, a very good base running catcher. He's already 3-for-3 stealing bags this year. 1-0. In the dirt, knocked down by Bernal. He sheds the mask quickly and looks Hernandez back to first base. Seldom are you going to find a catcher that moves like Hernandez. He stole 26 bases for Single-A Columbia last year, the most among all minor league catchers and the eighth most in the Royals system overall. 2-0. Slider in there for a called strike one. Pereira has not thrown that too often today, but it's effective there. Dickey flew out to left field his first time up. There goes Hernandez. 2-1 is ripped off the screen in front of the bleachers on the left side. Potentially a hit and run for the Bandits. This is a good combo to do that with. Dickey's got some very solid contact skills. Just 9 strikeouts in his first 38 at-bats here in High A. 2-2. Breaking ball, grounded foul over to the first base side. Hey, there's Justin Johnson today. He's got the role of River Bandits first base coach, which in today's day and age just basically means equipment caddy. He's got a whole set of gear down there. 2-2. Foul back to the screen. Still wishing River Bandits assistant hitting coach Christopher Corbett and his wife Kaylee all the best. Been expecting their first child over the last week. Good reason to take some time away from the team. Pick to first base. Hernandez leaning a bit. The throw is late, and he gets back in with a head first dive. As Wallace continues to throw for Quad Cities, the Chiefs have gotten a left-hander up in their bullpen. Nathaniel Heredia, another longtime Chief, getting loose. 2-2 to Dickey. There goes Hernandez. The pitch outside. Bernal can't get a throw off. He juggles it into the grass on the right side of home plate. And the Bandits have stolen 4 bases through 4 innings today. Bernal, the number 7 prospect in the Cardinals system. A guy mostly known for his bat. The defensive side of things still coming around. He's just 20 years old. He's got plenty of time to learn and grow. You watch the defensive improvements Carter Jensen made last year. If you give Bernal that same amount of time, I don't think the Bandits would be that quite effective as Dickey lays into one. Deep right field, back Mokete on the track at the wall. He jumps up and can't make the catch. It bangs off the padding and rolls towards second base. Hernandez scores and Dickey pulls into third with a stand-up RBI triple. Tie game here in Davenport. A 2-strike triple nonetheless. Mokete running out of room, unable to make the catch. Right where Dickey robbed Sullivan of a hit the other day. Third RBI of the season for the former Tennessee product. That's his first triple, and Quad Cities league-leading 6th through 14 games this year. Now Dustin Dickerson looking to bring him home. He'll take in the dirt for ball one. Quad Cities loving the triple this year. Of course, they've got some really good speed on the roster, and that's the most important part of the three-bagger. Infield in for Peoria, 1-0. sent over the first base dugout, out of play for strike one. I've been really impressed with what I've seen from Jared Dickey to start this year. Great guy to have in that 5, 6, or 7 spot. 1-1 to Dickerson. That's high, 2-1. And Dusty came through with a nice extra base hit of his own yesterday. That RBI double to score Justin Johnson, who led off the inning with a double of his own. 2-1, low and outside, 3 balls, 1 strike. So now Pereira perhaps getting a little bit fatigued as he closes in on 70 pitches. He's thrown 66 and 40 have gone for a strike. Go ahead, run at third base for Quad Cities. One out, the 3-1 to Dickerson. Check swing on the slider, the pitch outside. He did not go, and it's ball four. 3 straight base runners for Quad Cities. And with 2 lefties due up next, let's see if Patrick Anderson makes a move. He is strolling out to the hill right now, and sure enough, he will go to the lefty in the bullpen. Wilfredo Pereira going 3 1/3 in his first start of the year. At least I think his start's coming to an end. I thought I saw PA point out towards the bullpen, and now he'll do it again to confirm it. So that is the end of the ball game for the 24-year-old righty. Wilfredo Pereira still responsible for runners at the corners. Bandits trying to retake the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. We are tied at 2. We'll tell you about the new pitcher when we come back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
With Quad Cities threatening here in the fourth inning, Patrick Anderson goes to his lefty specialist out of the bullpen, Nathaniel Heredia, who will face Gene Ramirez with runners at the corners and one out. Heredia has now spent parts of 4 seasons here with the Chiefs, and in his first 2 outings this year, he's combined for 3 scoreless innings with 3 strikeouts, both of his appearances against Beloit over at Dozer Park last week. Gene Ramirez 0-for-1 with a strikeout thus far. Corners in with Dickey at third, Dickerson at first. Heredia's pitch. Gene squares to bunt. He pulls back and it's high for ball one. Potential safety squeeze opportunity for Quad Cities with one of their best small ball players at the plate. See what he does here. Heredia looks to first, 1-0. Gene squares again. He whiffs on the bunt attempt. And it's strike one. Third baseman Encarnacion charging over at third base. First baseman Toveline, at least now holding Dickerson, but he's prepared to run in should Gene square once more. Gene squares, 1-1. He gets it down the first base side, picked up by Toveline. The throw to the plate, got him. Dickey went in feet first. Now a throwback to second, and they double off Dickerson. Quad Cities goes from first and third with one out to nothing as both Dickey and Dickerson are retired. Ramirez got the bunt down. Toveline picked it up and got the out at the plate. Bernal tags Dickey and then throws back to second, where Dustin had ventured too far from the bag. Tip of the cap to the Chiefs defense. They keep it tied at 2-2. We go to the fifth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Jared Dickey's RBI triple ties the game at 2 in the bottom of the fourth inning, but your old 3-2-6 double play off a bunt winds up squandering the rest of the Bandits' opportunities in the frame, and we remain locked up. New pitcher on, Chase Wallace for the Bandits. First pitch to Darlene Mokete is in there for a called strike one. Both starting pitchers officially done after each worked four innings. The pitch, low and outside, 1-1. I beg your pardon, Pereira just 3 1/3 for Peoria today as Nathaniel Heredia had come on to get those last two outs. Third pitch, slider knocked foul at home, 1-2. The final line for Pereira, 3 2/3, two runs allowed, both earned, on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Chase Wallace taking over for Quad City starter Shane Panzini, who was able to work the 4 full innings. 1-2 to Mokete. Fastball grounded weakly to the right side. It's picked up by Squires. Flipped to Wallace covering, and he puts a toe on the bag for the out. Clean defensive work by Squires and Wallace. Chiefs' 9-hole hitter is retired. And it's back to the top of the order for Juan Bincho. Final line for Panzini. 2 runs earned on 5 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Very solid outing for him, especially given the circumstances. First pitch, slider inside, 1-1. That very easily could have been 4 scoreless innings. For Panzo, but the shutout streak ends for River Bandits starters at 3 games. 1-0. Fastball missed away. 2 balls, no strikes. We're talking about a former Tennessee product in Jared Dickey. Here's another former Volunteer in Chase Wallace on the hill. 2-0. Fastball outside. 3-0. Wallace, 25 years old from Carrollton, Georgia, but he pitched 3 seasons in the SEC. He's now spent parts of 3 years in Quad Cities. 3-0 on its way. That's outside, a 4-pitch walk to Cho. And he will reach for the second time today. Last year, Wallace mostly in single-A Columbia, where he posted a 3.52 ERA and 21 relief appearances. But then at the end of the season, he rejoined Quad Cities for the second time in his career and posted an even 2 ERA in 6 relief outings. Here's Zach Levinson. Right on right, first pitch fastball is below the knees, 1-0. Wallace struggling to find the zone here in the fifth inning. Levinson, the difference maker in the game for Peoria offensively. the big two-run homer back in the third to give the Chiefs the lead at the time. 1-0. Fastball. That one's in there. Top of the zone. 1-1. Like so many River Bandits pitchers, Wallace enters today's game having not allowed a run this season. He pitched once against South Bend on opening weekend and once against West Michigan last week. 1-1. Slider. Doesn't slide enough. It's left inside. 2-1. His last outing against West Michigan was one perfect inning in game one against the Whitecaps last Saturday. Picked up a couple of strikeouts as well. Cho held on at first by Squires. Now a throw that way. Squires slaps the tag on him, but Cho is back. Cho has been one of the best base stealers in the Midwest League to start the year. A perfect 5-for-5, and you have to remember, he's missed a couple of games this week. Another throw to first. He's leaning, and the tag is just late. That was a great count to run in, 2-1. And knowing that, Wallace uses both of his pickoff attempts to try to get him. They nearly did on that second try. And now Cho will take an extra half step on his lead. 2-1. There he goes. The pitch grounded towards the vacated right side, but Wallace picks it up himself and flips over to first for the out. Levinson retired 1-3. Off the bat, that looked dangerous. Pineda racing over to cover. And had that ball been hit a little harder, it would have gotten easily through the right side of the infield, but Levinson chopped it too much, and Wallace was able to take care of it. Go-ahead run in scoring position for the Chiefs. Man at second. Two outs in the top of the fifth for Osvaldo Tovelin. A perfect 2-for-2 to start the afternoon in the three-hole. Both of his hits singles. First pitch. Rides inside for ball one. Wallace, an undrafted free agent, picked up by the Royals in 2020. One of those guys that probably would have been drafted, but the event was shortened to 5 rounds that year. 1-0, skied foul into the bleachers on the left side. Quad Cities has a number of undrafted free agents who were all signed on June 23rd, 2020. We've got E.J. Block, Kale Emshoff, and Chase Wallace. One-one to Tovelin. Hit in the air, well struck left field. Back goes Ramirez, feeling for the fence. He reaches up and makes the catch on the warning track. Pretty nice swing from Tovelin, but comes up a bit short. And Peoria fails to score the man at second base. We remain tied halfway through today's season, rather series finale. Bottom of the fifth next. It's 2-2 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Nice big crowd on hand for this series finale between Quad Cities and Peoria. Currently locked up at 2, but the Bandits are looking for their 10th straight win and their 12th through 15 games this year. They are off to what is tied for their best start since at least 2005. Davis Nadal leads off the bottom of the fifth for Quad Cities bats, and he takes a called strike out of the hand of Nathaniel Heredia, the lefty who came on for those last two outs in the Bandits' half of the fourth. 0-1, liner towards left. Levinson, long run. He's not going to get there. Nadal can run. He takes a big turnaround first, but slams on the brakes and retreats back with a leadoff single. Third hit of the year for Nadal. And in that ninth spot, he does his job as secondary leadoff man, giving the Bandits some traffic for Carson Rockefeller, who, as we documented earlier in the broadcast, is second on the team with nine RBIs to start the year. He provides better than average power for your typical leadoff guy. He'll take up and away for ball one. I mentioned Heredia, a lefty specialist. Last year, he held left-handed batters to just a 184 batting average in 23 appearances with Peoria. 1-0. Fastball clips the outer edge. It's 2-0. Over his last 10 outings of the season, he had a sub-3 ERA, but on the year, a 4.54 with Peoria. Big lead at first for Nadal. He's held by Toveline. Now a throw in that direction, and he's back standing up without hardly a tag from Osvaldo. Once more, activity in the River Bandits bullpen after a scoreless frame thrown by Chase Wallace. 1-1. There goes Nadal. The pitch is cut on and missed. Nadal thinks better of it and backs to first. It's now a 1-2 count on Rockefeller. Great bluff from Davies. He had me and Leonardo Bernal fooled, at least momentarily. Rockefeller 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored today. He swings away 1-2 and fouls it back into the screen. Carson with very good gap-to-gap power. He's not your traditional home run hitter, but yesterday his solo shot to center was essentially to dead center field, right off the batter's eye. There goes Nadal, 1-2, pick to first. Toveline throws to second. They got him. Nadal picked off and caught stealing on a great throw by Toveline. Not sure if Heredia originally meant to pick off or not, but he saw Nadal out of the corner of his eye take off. He threw to first, and Toveline completes the out with a throw to Brody Moore. Quad Cities caught stealing for the 11th time this season, but just the first time in four tries today. 1-2 to Rockefeller, grounded softly to the right side. Foul off of Rocco's foot, and the count holds. Correction, the Bandits were 4-for-4 stealing against the Chiefs today prior to that one. Rockefeller constantly a pest with the count showing two strikes. 1-2, fouled off the hands, into the sweets, look out over there. Looks like that lefty in the Bandits bullpen is Chaz Martinez. Big tall southpaw starting to get loose. Heredia's 1-2. Fastball got him swinging, strike three. That one actually may have been the slider from Heredia. Rockefeller down on strikes for the second time today. That's the first K for Heredia, and he's now completed a full inning out of the Peoria bullpen. So two outs, bases empty for Jack Pineda. Another left-on-left battle. First pitch, broken bat, roller to the left side. Moore gloves, throws to first, and it's in time to end the inning. Boy, Pineda shattered that bat. Pieces of lumber all over the yard. And on his way off the hill, Heredia will help out with the janitorial duties. We're going to the sixth at Modern Woodland Park, still locked up at 2 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. We're still tied up at two as we start the sixth inning at Modern Woodman Park. The southpaw Chaz Martinez, the third pitcher used today by Brooks Conrad. He'll start off his outing against Leonardo Bernal, the Peoria Chiefs catcher. First pitch, he squares the bunt and whiffs. It's right past the barrel for strike one. That certainly took everybody by surprise. And it shifted well to the left side. It's almost like Bernal was aiming for the first base side. A one. Low and in. One ball, one strike. Fourth relief outing of the year for the big, tall lefty. Martinez, 24 years old, out of San Pedro, California. Pitching from the third base side of the rubber, out of the stretch. 1-1. Inside with a heater, 2-1. Bernal is hitless in the cleanup spot today. 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground ball. Had some issues defensively behind the plate tonight, at least in terms of base stealers. 2-1. High fly ball into the left field corner. On the move, Ramirez at the wall. He jumps up and makes the catch, running into the Burlington Trailway side. Not a terrific read by Ramirez. Feeling for the fence, he was able to make the catch. Started out very laterally with his run and then kind of lunged backwards. Fortunately, the wall there to catch him. One down, base is empty for Dakota Harris. A pure right-handed hitter. 1-for-2 with a single thus far today. Chaz deals. Curveball, low and in. 1-0. Martinez struggled a little bit over his last couple of outings. His ERA on the year, an even 9, giving up 3 runs in 3 innings so far. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Great slider. It's 1-1. Last time we saw Chaz was in game 2 of the doubleheader against the Chiefs on Wednesday. Struggled to complete 2/3 of an inning. The pitch. Low and in. 2-1. He faced, well, he had 2 at-bats in that game. Faced 5 batters. Walked 3 of them. Gave up a run with 1 strikeout. 2-1, chopped back up the middle. Dickerson behind the second base bag is going to have no throw. He gloves but runs into Jack Pineda. Kind of pirouettes with the Bandit second baseman, and it'll be an infield hit for Harris. Dickerson ranging up the middle and never had a chance to make the throw, and even if he did, it was not going to be an easy one. First hit for Peoria since the third inning. A man at first with one out now for William Sullivan. Martinez goes left on left. First pitch. Breaking ball. Called strike. Throw down to second. Oh, they got him. Dakota Harris with a bad jump is thrown out trying to steal. Omar Hernandez had all day to make that throw. Nice work from Dickerson to get the tag down. Stumbled over the bag a little bit on one knee, but he gets the out. Base is clear now for Sullivan. A one pitch on its way. Slider low and away, 1-1. That's the first base runner caught stealing by Omar Hernandez this year. Harris has now been picked off and caught stealing today. 1-1.
Slider outside, 2-1. This is the second season for Martinez with the River Bandits, but he spent all of last year in Single-A Columbia. He made his high A debut with Quad Cities in 2022, but just four outings. 2-1 fastball pops the mitt of Hernandez at the bottom of the zone, and Sullivan takes it, moving the count to 2-2. Last year with the Fireflies, Martinez solid, a 4.08 ERA in 64 innings, all of those working out of the bullpen. He fires. Fastball, see you later, strike three. Lower outside corner with the heat, and with help of the Cots stealing, Martinez faces the minimum in a scoreless top of the sixth. Bandits bullpen locking things down. They need the offense to come back. It's tied up at two on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Nathaniel Heredia is going back out there for another frame of work. He's helped keep this game tied at two. Bottom of the sixth here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Whether you're watching us on Bally Live or MILB TV or just listening at riverbandits.com, thanks so much for tuning in today. Quad City's gunning for its 10th straight win and its 12th through 15 games this year. 3-4-5 due up against the Southpaw, beginning with Carter Jensen. He'll take down and away for ball one. Chaz Martinez gave up an infield single in the last half inning, but eventually Harris was caught stealing second, and he faced the minimum. 1-0 outside, 2-0. More activity in the River Bandits bullpen. This time it looks like Cooper McKeon getting loose. Chiefs also have a man warming. 2-0. Fastball with the knees, 2-1. Now Jensen 0-for-4 in the game yesterday to snap his 9-game hit streak and his 13-game on-base streak. He swings away 2-1 and fouls it into the screen. Today, 0-for-1 with a walk and a stolen base. Jensen quietly with 5 stolen bases in 6 tries to start the year. Looking to battle with 2 strikes. Heredia deals. The fastball is called strike 3 on the lower outside corner. Jensen knew it. Second K of the game for Heredia, who's done a great job settling things down. With the way the Bandits lineup is stacked with lefties, he knew this was a situation he could thrive in, and he has certainly done that. Now left on left against Brett Squires. First pitch is that two-seam fastball on the outer edge for a called strike. A combined 11 hits in the game. Peoria leading the way with 6. A 1, slider, off the plate in. Bandits have not had any extra base hits aside from the RBI triple from Jared Dickey in the fourth inning. That's the last run of the ball game. 1-1. Wave and a miss from Squires. Changeup bearing down into the dirt. Puts the Bandits first baseman behind. 1-2. Squires got QC its first run with that sack fly in the first inning, but flew out in the fourth and now is down on strikes on the slider. Nathaniel Heredia is locked in. Three of his last four outs have come by way of the K. And he's got back-to-back Ks to start this sixth inning. Strikes out Jensen, he strikes out Squires. And now one of the few right-handed hitters he'll have to face, and Omar Hernandez steps in. One for two with a single today. First pitch swinging, he chops it on the ground to short. Two high hops for more, he gloves belt high and throws to first for the out. That is a quick, effective inning from Nathaniel Heredia. He cruises through one of the deadliest parts of the Bandits order. 1-2-3, he's up to three strikeouts in now 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Going to the top of the seventh at Modern Woodland Park, still tied up at two on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Relievers have settled in this afternoon. Quad Cities and Peoria still stuck at two as the bullpens have not given up a whole lot offensively today. The new hurler for QC is another southpaw, this one Cooper McKeon. Angelo Encarnacion will lead it off and he takes a called strike. This is the fourth pitcher used already by Brooks Conrad today, but with all the effectiveness earlier this week, he's got guys to use. 0-1, misses upstairs, 1-1. Over the last two games, I think that the last three games, Quad Cities has used just four relievers. Got four innings out of Henry Williams yesterday, and then three out of Ramsey 2 days ago. Here's a swing and a miss on a good slider from McKeon. Encarnacion falls behind 1-2. Third baseman for the Chiefs is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. The southpaw delivers. High and away, 2-2. Fourth outing of the year for McKeon. We saw him pitching game one of the doubleheader against these Chiefs on Wednesday through a scoreless frame for his first of the year. 2-2. Curveball hit in the air towards the left field corner. Ramirez on the move. He won't get there. It lands next to the chalk. Encarnacion takes a big turnaround first, but he stops for the leadoff single. Got it off the end of the bat a little bit, and in fact, he may have broken the stick. But Ramirez had no business getting to that one. It was a long run. Did a good job to field it and fire it back in, making sure Encarnacion was held to a single. So a man at first with nobody out for Brody Moore. Another right-handed hitter who's 0-for-2 today. Third baseman Nadal cheating in. Moore swings away and cuts through a pitch in the dirt for strike one. McKeon, tremendous with the single-A Columbia Fireflies last year. Pitched 50 innings out of the bullpen and gave up just 6 earned runs for a 108 earned run average. Couple of looks to first, the 0-1. Upstairs, 1 ball, 1 strike. The former BYU Cougar, did spend some time with Quad Cities last season. Of course, McKeon more than earned his promotion to High A, but he struggled with the Bandits in a little over 13 innings last year. 1-1 to Moore. Towering fly ball, crushed to left. Back goes Genie, looks up, and it sneaks over onto the berm for another two-run homer. This time, Brody Moore giving the Chiefs the lead with the long ball. That's his first of the year, and it's 4-2 Peoria. Just got it over the SSAB sign on the berm. A line drive shot. And Peoria now back in front for the second time today. So here's Starlene Mokete now. Base is still empty with one out. First pitch outside for ball one. For Moore, his first home run this season, the Chiefs' sixth. 1-0. Low and inside, two balls, no strikes. Ian, not a guy that gives up a ton of homers. Obviously, last year with Columbia, very few opportunities to. 2-0. Wave and a miss. Great off speed. It's 2-1. He gave up just two home runs in 50 innings for the Fireflies last year, but with the Bandits, he gave up two homers in just 10 outings. The pitch. Outside, 3-1. But if you go back throughout his career, going back to college and BYU, where, of course, there's some elevation involved there. Not too many long balls allowed. 3-1. Wave and a miss. Mokete chased on the slider. And McKeon's worked the count back full. Mokete 0-2 in the ninth spot. Leadoff man Juan Pincho waits on deck. Ian looking for his first out. He delivers. Chopped foul towards the Bandits dugout. Knocked down by Chaz Martinez. His final line tonight, one scoreless inning. One hit, no walks, and a strikeout. Before him, Chase Wallace with a scoreless frame. No hits, one walk, no strikeouts. Another payoff. Fly ball, left field again. Well struck. Ramirez onto the track, makes the catch. And that's allowed out number one. A couple of good swings from the 8 and 9 hole hitters for the Chiefs, but fortunately for McKeon, one of those stayed in the yard. And it's back to the top of the order for Juan Pincho. Another productive day for him. 1-2 with a single and a walk. Left on left, first pitch. In there on the outer edge. Strike one. The scouting report on Cho says to shade to right field. It's exactly what the Bandits are doing. Plenty of room on that left side. 0-1. Curveball left up. 1-1. McKeon doesn't look like he's had a great grip on that pitch so far today. Shortstop Dickerson behind the bag at second. Nadal really the only guy on the left side. 1-1. Fastball, a called strike, outer edge. That one looked a little bit away, but Rafael Pineda gives McKeon the benefit of the doubt. And Cho will ask for time now in a 1-2 count. Chiefs have some guys milling about in the bullpen, but nobody throwing right now. 1-2. Tapped off the end of the bat, foul ricocheting off the Chiefs dugout. Nathaniel Heredia has been really good for Peoria. 2 2/3 scoreless with 3 strikeouts and no walks. Helped Wilfredo Pereira get out of that fourth inning jam. 1-2. See you later. Called strike 3 on the breaking ball. That's the kind of snap McKeon was looking for with that pitch. Showdown on strikes for the second time. And there are 2 away. So here's Zach Levinson. Zach 1-for-3 with that 2-run homer in the third. The pitch. Popped him up. shallow center field. Out goes Pineda, the second baseman, and it drops behind him. Up the second, Levinson. The throw goes past Nadal and rolls towards home plate where Hernandez picks it up. Once again, the middle infield having issues for Quad Cities. Pineda was calling everybody off, saying he had it. And it gets behind him. Let's take a look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. It's like he just lost it in the sun or something. He looked like he was right there. Ball just didn't land in the mitt. So he didn't make contact with it. It's going to be another hit for Levinson. Quite a few for the Chiefs. If hidden plays that very well could have been outs. And frankly, you could say the same for Quad City's bats today, too. The defense hasn't been nearly as sharp as we've seen throughout this week. So a man at second, two outs for Tovalli. First pitch is strike one. That's going to go in the books as a double for Levinson. It's his fourth of the year. Definitely not a ball that should have wound up two bases. Chiefs trying to throw out a little more two-out damage. McKeon looking to pick up the infield. His 0-1 is low, 1-1. Quad City's defense has been tremendous to start the year. Think back to Dickey's and Rockeford's catches this week. Trevor Werner has been one of the best defensive third basemen in the Midwest League to start the year. 1-1. Pull to the first base side. It's grabbed by Squires. He'll take it to the base himself to end the inning. Quad City's defense a little bit sloppy in the seventh, but it's the two-run homer from Brody Moore. That's the difference. Peoria now leads 4-2 as we head to stretch time on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
A couple of two-run homers have been the difference for the Peoria Chiefs today. They now lead Quad Cities 4-2 after their second two-run homer of the game. This one off the bat of Brody Moore against Cooper McKeon. Quad Cities looking to provide some run support in the bottom of the seventh. They've been held to just two runs on five hits today. Nathaniel Heredia back out there for yet another inning as Jared Dickey will swing at the first pitch of the frame and ground it harmlessly to first. Toveline takes it to the bag himself, and there's a quick first down. Heredia has now retired six in a row in relief of Wilfredo Pereira. Heredia has been everything Patrick Anderson could have hoped for today. He's thrown up a couple of zeros and allowed the bats to come around. Here's Dusty. One out, base is clear. He'll take a fastball in the upper outside corner for strike one. After a frame from Cooper McKeon, the Bandits have yet another pitcher warming up. This one, Ben Sears. Pitch. Low and in, 1-1. Brooks Conrad emptying out the bullpen, trying to get everybody some work on this last day of the series. Quad Cities, of course, off tomorrow, and then on its way to South Bend to begin a series with the Cubs. Third pitch to Dickerson is low, 2-1. That trip in South Bend, the first of 2 weeks away for the Bandits. They'll play a set of games at Four Winds Field and then head to ABC Supply Stadium in southern Wisconsin to take on Beloit for a six-game series. Dickerson fouls one out of play over the right side. That's the first of two-week road trips for Quad Cities this year. Their next one is in June. 2-2. Another foul ball over the right side. Dickerson got a barrel on it, but he was late. 7-8-9. Make that 6-7-8 due up for the Bandits in this inning. Dickey already grounded out. Dickerson, the 7-hole hitter, 0-for-1 with a walk. And trying to battle. He'll ask for a timeout to get a breather. Heredia now at 30 pitches in the ballgame. Only 7 of them have not been striked. 2-2. Another foul ball. Dickerson doing a great job staying alive. Heredia peppering him with pitches on the outer half of the zone. Peoria looking to snap a 6-game losing streak that started at the end of their series last week against the Sky Carp. 2-2 again. Back up the middle, a base hit. Dickerson finally got one over the plate, and he did not miss it. He barrels it into center field to snap a string of 7 in a row, retired by Heredia. So Quad Cities will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of left fielder Gene Ramirez. Gene 0-for-2 with a strikeout. And then that bunt that turned into a double play in the fourth. He'll pop one to the left side, running over Levinson near the chalk. He makes the catch in front of the Bandits bullpen for the second out. Really good speed from Levinson. Boy, he had to run a long ways. So now Davies Nadal. Bandits third baseman. 1-for-2. Singled off of Heredia in the fifth. One of just 2 hits against this Chiefs reliever. First pitch inside. Nadal leans out of the way. It's ball one. Davies making his third appearance at third for Quad Cities this year. He's been primarily used in the corner outfield spots as he tries to bunt and fouls one towards the Bandits dugout. The combo of Ramirez and Nadal in the 8-9 spots gives Quad Cities 2 guys that love to bunt. Allows Brooks Conrad a few more options in finding guys aboard. 1-1, swing and a miss. A little changeup gets Nadal to swing over the top, and the count's 1-2. Closing in on 3 o'clock Central Time here at the ballpark. We'll be sure to get you some updates from around the rest of the Midwest League. And the Kansas City Royals farm system as everybody wraps up their week-long series today. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Nathaniel Heredia with 4 strikeouts in 3 2/3 scoreless. Some really nice work from the Dominican Republic native. And Quad Cities remains down by a pair. 4-2 going to the 8th on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
River Bandits are to keep this win streak going, they'll have to get a come-from-behind victory today. Peoria in front 4-2 as we enter the eighth inning. And entering the game for Quad Cities, right-handed reliever Ben Sears, who will toe the rubber for a team-high fifth time in 2024. Sears has been really solid, giving up just one earned run in his first five innings with four strikeouts and one walk. He will get the middle third of the Chiefs' order, Bernal, Harris, and Sullivan. First pitch from the righty. Fastball inside to Bernal, 1-0. Leonardo, 0-for-3 with a strikeout, a 4-3 ground out, and a fly out to left field. Sears is 1-0. Ground ball, sharply hit, but right at Squires. He knocks it down, picks it up off the dirt, and flips to Sears for the out. So a nice start for the former Houston product, who's now in his second year with Quad Cities, although much of last year, in fact, most of last year for Sears was in the Carolina League with the Fireflies. Posted a 3.21 ERA there before a quick five appearances with the Bandits to wrap up the summer. One out, base is clear for Dakota Harris. First pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Sears, 23 years old, out of Rhode Island. A 14th round pick by the Royals back in 2022. Second time we've seen him this week. 0-1 slider, gets a whiff, nothing in two. Great pitch there. He's the reliever who we saw most recently. He pitched on Thursday. Two-strike slider just fouled off and hit Harris while he was in the home plate area. Reached way out to get a piece of that. Just able to tip the slider away. Last we saw Sears, he was picking up his second save of the year. Closed out the Bandits' win on Thursday with two scoreless innings, plus a strikeout. Harris back in the box. Here comes another 0-2. Low and away with a fastball. That last inning from Heredia, likely his last. Patrick Anderson's got a right-hander warming up in the Chiefs' bullpen. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Blew him by with a fastball. Fifth strikeout in 5 1/3 innings for Ben Sears this year. Harris retired for the second time. He's now got a 2-for-4 day. And up comes William Sullivan, who's trying to put an end to a really rough series. He's 0-for-15 this week with 9 strikeouts. First pitch. Line drive center field right at Carson Rockefort. He'll make the catch and the inning is over. A smooth 1-2-3 inning for Ben Sears. Number 31 on his way back to the dugout. And the Bandits on their way back to the plate. They've got 6 more outs to work with. They trail Peoria 4-2 going to the bottom of the eighth. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Peoria Chiefs with a 4-2 lead in this series finale. Bottom of the eighth at Modern Woman Park will be led off by Carson Rockefort, who faces the newly entered Joseph King. First pitch, low and inside, ball one. Bandits looking to avoid their first loss since last week in West Michigan. 1-0 pitch, low and away, 2-0. We saw King pitch just the other night. Towed the rubber on Friday through a scoreless inning out of the bullpen. Only threw seven pitches, so he was available again. 2-0. Low, three balls, no strikes. Potentially the last time the Bandits will have the top of the order to the plate. They trail 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rockefort 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. The pitch. Called strike, bottom of the zone with a fastball. Rocka thought it was ball four, but he'll have to stay in the home plate area. He's lifted his average to 236 thanks to a three-hit night yesterday. King deeps. Line drive, center field. That's going to be playable, though, for Cho, I beg your pardon. He makes the catch. And that is the first out. Boy, Rockefort hit that hard. Certainly over 100 miles per hour. But it's just a loud first out. And now Jack Pineda will step up. Speaking of quick outings, Ben Sears put together a really good top of the eighth inning. 1-2-3 frame with a strikeout to keep it a two-run deficit. First pitch to Jack is low and inside for ball one. Now Brandon Johnson getting loose in Quad City's pen. Brooks Conrad prepared to use five different relievers today. 1-0, swing and a miss. Great slider, dives away from Pineda, 1-1. Jack in his season debut in the two spot is 1-for-3 with a single and a stolen base. Quad Cities has swiped four bags today. Kings 1-1. Hit the other way, foul past Brooks Conrad into the Quad Cities bullpen. Sears has been very good to start the year. I beg your pardon, Joseph King has been very good. Five innings of one-run ball, six strikeouts, and no walks through his first four appearances. Out of the stretch from the third base side of the rubber, the 1-2. Chopped foul towards Justin Johnson in the first base coach's box, and he slings it up into the seats. Pineda, 24 years old, born in Sierra Vista, Arizona, raised in New Mexico. 1-2. Popped over the third base dugout, out of play. Pineda's not going to go quietly. Rockefort, Pineda, and Jensen have combined to reach base just three times today. Chiefs pitching staff has held the Bandits' offense in check, especially the top third. Another 1-2. Swing and a miss. Bernal able to hold on. And it's a strikeout for King, his first. And they're quickly two away. By the way, the final line for Nathaniel Heredia, 3 2/3 scoreless. Two hits, no walks, four strikeouts. He's going to be, I don't want to say the unsung hero, but probably not the first guy you talk about in this game. And he was certainly a huge difference maker. Jensen's going to chase the first pitch in the dirt. He tried to hold up, but he goes around for strike one. Carter this week, a 313 average. 984 OPS. He grounds one back up the middle, stopping it more in shallow center. Desperation throw to first is not in time. That is Jensen's sixth hit of the week. And he will prolong this first inning for Brett Squires, who represents the tying run. Brett 0-for-3 in the cleanup spot. The Bandits, although struggling with men in scoring position this week, have had some timely hits. They need to spark a two-out rally. First pitch, breaking ball from King. Outside, 1-0. Squires with six RBIs and now 15 games this year. Actually, he now has 7 after the sacrifice in the first. And now he pops one up high in the air left side. Squires slams the bat down in frustration as Levinson charges in and makes the catch to end the inning. So Quad Cities strands the two-out base runner at first. Joseph King gets the job done. And we will go to the ninth. Quad Cities trying to hang on to its win streak. They trail 4-2 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
We've reached the ninth inning in our series finale. Quad Cities and Peoria in a 4-2 ball game with the visiting Chiefs on top, trying to avoid being swept in this six-game set and end a six-game losing streak. Angelo Encarnacion to lead off the inning for Peoria against Brandon Johnson, the sixth pitcher of the game for the Bandits. He starts him off inside for ball one. 7, 8, and 9 due up to face BJ, the 1-0. Broken bat roller, foul to the left side. Look out behind the Bandits dugout. Barrel of the bat bouncing up against the netting over on the left side. Talk about being sawed off. Fortunately, somebody in that first base dugout, Johnny on the spot, they had a bat ready for him to go. It's been a good game for Encarnacion. 1-for-2 at the plate with a single, a walk, and a run scored. He came in on that Brody Moore homer in the 7th. 1-1. Fastball on the outer edge, strike 2. Brandon Johnson's been one of the best pitchers in the Midwest League out of the bullpen. Giving up just one run in 5 innings with 6 strikeouts and no walks. 1-2 fastball outside, 2-2. He's got a couple of saves. And his 6 strikeouts, or I beg your pardon, his 13 strikeouts, the second best mark among Midwest League relievers. And make it 14 strikeouts. Encarnacion chases the slider. And he's down on strikes for the first out here in the ninth. Allow me to backtrack on BJ's numbers. He's gone 6 2/3 scoreless this year. 4 hits, just 2 walks, and 13, now 14 strikeouts. That's how you're one of the best relievers in the league. Here's the aforementioned Brody Moore, and he's going to lob one into right center for his second hit of the game. He had the 2-run smash a couple of innings ago, and now he's got a multi-hit effort, pushing the Chiefs into double digits in the hit column. Now 4 runs on 10 hits. Most hits the Bandits have allowed in a game this year is 11. That was in their series opener against West Michigan last week. Darlene Mokete looking to help the Chiefs get to 11. He takes strike one on a breaking ball. Mokete 0-for-3 in the 9-hole, but he's put together some decent at-bats. Squires holds more at first. Long pause for Johnson, the 0-1. Breaking ball missed high. Back pick first base, but Moore is back. Lots of action still happening in the Midwest League, but things are winding down. A couple of games have already gone final, including the one in Wisconsin. Timber Rattlers pick up their 10th win of the year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. One ball, two strikes. Timber Rattlers just behind Quad Cities in the Midwest League West standings. They're 10-5 with a 2-0 shutout win over the Cedar Rapids Colonels over at Fox City Stadium. Johnson winds the pitch clock down, now throws over to first, and Moore gets back with a dive. The West Michigan Whitecaps get a win over Great Lakes today. 8-4 the final at Dow Diamond. Johnson turns his attention back to the plate, now throws to first again, and he picks off Moore. Johnson points towards the catcher Hernandez in the third base dugout. Somebody must have tipped him off. Squires swings the glove around on the tag. Bandits have now picked off two base runners in this game and three on the season. First of the year for Johnson. Now back to Moquette. 1-2. Ground ball past the diving Nadal down the third baseline. Moquette up to second base. Gene fires it in. And how big was that pickoff now? It's a two-out double for Moquette. That's his second of the season. Just tucked it down the third baseline. Gene Ramirez running over to fire it back in. So now 11 hits given up by Quad Cities. That ties their season high. Juan Bencho trying to take advantage of the latest. The leadoff man will get a fifth plate appearance. First pitch. Popped into the seats on the left side. A couple of other games in the ninth inning as well. Fort Wayne and Dayton. Now into the 10th, actually. Tied up at 3 at Day Air Ballpark. A 1. Fastball on the outer edge, a called strike 2. In Lake County, Lansing looks like it's going to get its 7th win of the year. They're on top of the Captains 10-4 in the top of the 9th. And they're only in the 7th in Beloit. South Bend on top of the Skycarp 6-3. Runner at 2nd, 2 outs. Johnson's 0-2. Low and away with the slider. Bandits in South Bend next week. They played the Cubs here on opening weekend, but now they'll take their first trip over to Four Winds Field. 1-2. Fastball called. Strike 3 on the corner. Brandon Johnson with a couple of strikeouts in a scoreless top of the 9th. He works around a few hits, picks off a base runner, and keeps the Bandits within shouting distance. We go to the bottom of the 9th. The Bandits win streak in jeopardy. They trail 4-2 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
We'll be right back.
Joseph King is back on, looking for a six-out save. The Peoria Chiefs looking to snap the Bandits' win streak at 9. They lead 4-2 in the final frame of today's series finale. Right on right, King against Omar Hernandez to open the frame. First pitch fastball missed outside. 5, 6, and 7 due up. That's Hernandez, Dickey, and Dickerson. Lefty warming up in the bullpen for Quad City. Should this game be pushed along to extras? 1-0. That is low. 2 balls and no strikes. Quad City's when trailing after 7 and 8 innings this year is 0-3. That's all three of their losses. The pitch. Low and away. 3 balls, no strikes. And Hernandez more than happy to wait for King to put one in the zone. He gave up a seeing eye single to Carter Jensen in the 8th inning, but threw a scoreless frame to start his game. 3-0. Right there. Fastball down the middle. It's 3-1. Chiefs now have double-barreled action in their bullpen. 2 righties starting to get loose. Patrick Anderson not wanting to lose this game. 3-1. Smack to center field, but Cho is right there. He'll make the catch. That is a loud first out. One of the best swings of the season for Omar Hernandez. But there is one away. And up comes Jared Dickey. And it's right fielder. 1-for-3 with an RBI triple back in the 4th. That was the last time Quad City scored. He banged one off the right center field wall. First pitch. He's swinging. And he fouls it off the sweets behind home. Down into the seats. And that young man makes a tremendous catch. He gets an ovation as he races up the stairs towards his parents. 0-1. Chopper to second. A couple of high hops for Harris. And easy out number 2. The Quad City's down to its last out. Dustin Dickerson trying to keep this game going at least for one more batter with the tying run in the on-deck circle. Nathaniel Garabitos is the man warming up for Quad City. Should this game get pushed to 10. Dickerson 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. He swings away first pitch, skies it to right field. Moquete makes the catch. The ball game and the win streak is over. What a tremendous run by the Quad Cities River Bandits. They win 9 straight, but fall to 11-4. The Chiefs snap their 6-game skid and beat Quad Cities in the series finale 4-2. Stick around for your River Bandits post-game show. We will wrap up this game and this series and, of course, tell you what's coming up next week as the Bandits hit the road for a 2-week trip. One more time, your final score in downtown Davenport. It's the Peoria Chiefs, winners on a Sunday, 4-2 over the River Bandits.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
For the final time today and for the final time this week, we welcome you back to Modern Woodman Park here in downtown Davenport as the Peoria Chiefs finally get a win this week. They beat the Bandits and snap Quad City's 9-game win streak. Final score in the series finale, 4-2 Chiefs. Here's how the final line score looked. Peoria, 4 runs on 11 hits and no errors. They get the win despite going 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. They strand 6 men on base. For Quad Cities, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 1-for-6 with men in scoring position. They strand 5. The winning pitcher is Nathaniel Heredia. He was terrific out of the bullpen for Peoria. He goes 3 2/3 scoreless, stranding 2 hits, no walks, and striking out 4. He's now 1-0 on the year. The losing pitcher is Quad City's Cooper McKeon. He falls to 0-2, surrendering 2 runs on 3 hits, no walks, and 1 strikeout in 1 full inning of work. The starters today both pitched at least up to an out in the 4th inning. Wilfredo Pereira, the starter for the Chiefs, went 2 innings, make that 3 1/3, allowing 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts, but he needed Heredia to get those last 2 outs in the inning, and he did that on the strange 3-2-6 double play that started off the bunt from Gene Ramirez. The Quad City starter, Shane Panzini, pitched pretty well. He gave up just 2 runs and struck out 5 in 4 innings, but the 2-run homer by Zach Levinson was ultimately the blemish on his card today. But remember, it was all started with that bloop in between Nadal and Dickerson that landed on the dirt, prolonged the inning with 2 outs, and gave Levinson a chance to hit instead of Panzini being through a 1-2-3 inning. So a bit of an asterisk on the 2 runs allowed by him today, but of course he ultimately gives up the homer and he'll be tagged with the 2 earned runs in the no decision. Final time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 17 minutes with 2,362 through the gates here at Modern Woodman Park. Great to see the seats filled up. And now a nice line forming on the first base side as we get set for Kint's Run the Bases. Always a great way to finish out the week. Let's check the scores from around the Midwest League. Again, still some games going on, including the one in Beloit. South Bend on top of the Skycarp 6-3 at ABC Supply Stadium. If you're up for some extra inning baseball, tune in to the Dayton Dragons and Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Tin Caps lead 4-3 in the bottom of the 10th inning. Dayton trying to rally. They've got the tying and winning runs on base with 1 out. In Lake County, the Lansing Lugnuts just completed a win over the Captains. Final score 10-4. Lansing gets its 7th win of the year. And in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers shut out Cedar Rapids 2-0 for their 10th win of the year. They are the second team to double-digit victories after the Bandits did so a few nights ago. And as we mentioned, in Great Lakes, the West Michigan Whitecaps beat the Great Lakes Loons 8-4 in their series finale. Let's check in with the Kansas City Royals farm system. Looks like there's still some activity there as well. Of course, you've got Single A Columbia getting started in about half an hour over in Charleston. The Fireflies will wrap up their series against the River Dogs. In Northwest Arkansas, a pitcher's duel currently between Midland and the Naturals. The Naturals up 1-0 in the top of the 5th with former River Bandit Cruz Noriega currently on the mound. In Nashville, the Storm Chasers are looking for lucky win number 13. They currently trail the Sounds 3-2 in the bottom of the 5th. Next week, the River Bandits are on the road to start a 2-week road trip. They begin with 6 games at Four Winds Field against the South Bend Cubs on Tuesday, and then we'll hit the road the following week for 6 games against the Miami Marlins High A affiliate, the Beloit Skycarp. First time the Bandits have seen the Carp this year. That series will take them into the first week of May, and the Bandits are not home again until May 7th when they start 6 games against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. So make sure you get your tickets for that series in May or the third and fourth weeks of May, where the Bandits will host the Dayton Dragons, the Cincinnati Reds High A affiliate, and then the South Bend Cubs, who again get to play Quad Cities. That is a whole lot of games against the Cubs in the first half of the season. The Bandits on the road the next 2 weeks, but back at home a whole lot in the month of May. Head to riverbandits.com to get your tickets for those games, or of course stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office. First pitch for this next Tuesday's game against the South Bend Cubs, the series opener at Four Winds Field, is 7:05 Eastern time, so 6:05 Central. We'll have your pregame show at 5:55 Central right here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Quad Cities, despite being unable to get its first six-game series sweep since last season, does win the series. They take 5 of 6 over the Peoria Chiefs, but fall in the finale by a final score of 4-2. That'll wrap up our week's worth of broadcasts. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director of production, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kercheval. Thanking you so much for tuning in, not only today, but throughout the entire course of the series. Hope you enjoyed it. If you're a River Bandits fan, I'm sure you did. Looking forward to talking to you next week from Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana. Quad City starting up a 2-week road trip. We'll have all the action right here, live on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your weekend, a terrific Monday, and we'll see you Tuesday from Four Winds Field. So long, and good night from downtown Davenport.